USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The crisis at the border, according to a new admission from Vice President Kamala Harris, the problem is the fault of Congress. Former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello on Fox News says Biden's border policy is inviting illegal immigration.
You know, when this president took over, we had record lows of activity on the southwest border. And in just a little over a year, it's blown up. That border is busier than it's ever been before.
Multiple law enforcement sources are reporting Border Patrol agents patrolling the Rio Grande Valley sector were fired upon from across the Mexican border on Wednesday. The Special Operations Group, part of the Border Patrol Tactical Operations, were shot at from beyond the border and then return fire. It's being reported nobody on either side was hit. The Winter Olympics are now underway in Beijing, China, and surrounding area. The games end February 20th. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A new science report out of Johns Hopkins University reveals government lockdowns and mask mandates did very little in curbing the pandemic. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Newsmax, with all the vaccinated Americans, it's time to move on.
But it's even worse than that now because the vaccine isn't stopping the transmission of the disease. I still think the vaccine reduces your risk for hospitalization, as does previous infection. But I don't think that mandating the vaccine or the government getting involved is the right way. It also ignores the fact that really the vast majority of people at risk for this disease have voluntarily gotten vaccinated. This is something they won't tell you. You know, if you watch CNN and everybody's wringing their hands saying, no one's been vaccinated.
Right.
It's not true. 97% of people over 65 have voluntarily been vaccinated. We've done a great job of voluntarily asking people to get vaccinated. And really, we have enough resistance now that we are able to cope with this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A recall is underway for Tesla with its automatic driving feature rolling through stop signs, never coming to a complete stop. Now another recall is even more annoying than a California stop.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.